Madigay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people to crusade into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Hello, I'm Heidi. Did you know that Satan can imitate God's gifts? Satan is a master of imitation, and this week Tony is talking about how you can determine if something is coming from God or from Satan.
Today I want to talk about be wary of Satan's imitation, especially when you've had a word from God or somebody's prophesied over you. There are lots of times we are waiting on the promises of God to come through in our lives, but Satan, he knows, because sometimes, or lots of times, he will bring an imitation along. And it's important that you know that you're hearing from God and that you're not hearing from Satan, because the imitation will lead you down the path of destruction. But if you listen to God and you hear God's voice clearly and you know God's voice, then you will get the rewards that God has promised you. Now, I want to take you back from the very first time that I heard God's promises, and I had to be sure that I heard from God, and you'll understand why it's so important you hear from God, because I just finished an armed robbery. I had a shootout with police. I was hiding in the bulrushes from the police, and the Lord turned up, and I got saved. But that night when I was walking in the dark, and you know what I told you before, us blackfellas are frightened in the dark. As I was walking in the dark, I heard a voice, and I felt somebody was walking with me. And God said to me, Tony, he said, you can continue on this lifestyle, but you'll surely die and go to hell. Because if you live by the gun, you'll die by the gun. But God said to me, I want you to give yourself up. And he said, I'm going to promise you these things will happen if you give yourself up and listen to me and follow me for the rest of your life. I promise you things and they will come along. And one of the things that God promised me was that when I'm in prison, I won't finish the prison term that I was going to get. And everybody knows I finished up doing 10 years, 5 years as a non-Christian and 5 years as a Christian. And when I went back to prison, one of the promises that God gave me was that he would bring a wife to the prison for me to marry, but the woman would have two kids, and when I met this woman, I was to set a wedding date for 6 months after I met this woman. You see, God spoke to me. It was so clear that it was in my spirit, in my head, and it was always there. But you see, like most human people, we get anxious. We want things to happen like now, like it was yesterday. When God promises something, we want it now. But it didn't happen for another 5 years. Not for the lack of trying, me trying to help God out on many occasions. And I'm going to tell you a funny story, because I was really desperate to get out of prison. And I was really desperate to get the promises that God promised me. As you realize, that prison wasn't a nice place to be. And I kept pestering God. I said, God, when this woman that you promised me to marry, when is she going to come along? And I reckon I drove God mental. I would be pestering him and pestering and pestering. And at that time, they started allowing churches, and through my work in the prison ministry, they started letting church groups come into prison. And I remember I got called out for a visit this one Saturday morning. And I hadn't had a visit for a while, and I went out for this visit. And this woman come through the gate, and the first thing she said to me, she said, Brother Tony, she said, God wants me to marry you. I took a second look at her, and I said, God, leave me in jail. Because, you see, although she was young, she was nice, she was wealthy, I just knew in my heart that wasn't what God promised me. If I'd have went down that road, who knows where it would have finished up. But it wouldn't have been in God's will. I couldn't believe what I said to God. I said, leave me in jail. It's okay. And then you see, further on down the track, I kept pestering God. But see, sometimes the promises of God doesn't come straight away. While waiting on the promises of God, I couldn't believe that I actually said to God, leave me in jail. I mean, jail was a horrible place. And for those who were listening that been to jail, we commonly call it Sandstone College. But blackfellas these days, they call it the Kempsey Country Club, or they call it the Been on Holidays. When you're waiting on God for promises, Satan will bring imitations along. And God will always answer prayer, and not when we expect it, but in God's timing. And God's timing is always perfect. I remember towards the end of my prison term, before I got out of prison, a friend who used to come and visit me, he brought a lady to the prison, and I didn't even know I was getting a visit. And I was up on a mountain praying. It's hard to believe you're on a mountain praying when you're in prison. But I was actually a low classification prisoner, and I was allowed to wander around, and I was praying, and I got called out for this visit on a Sunday. I went towards the visiting section after having a dad and Dave and a shower, putting on my best greens. I looked through the hole in the fence, and I saw this guy, and I saw his visitors with him. I saw two women with him. And you see, God promised me that I would meet a woman with two kids, set a wedding date for 6 months, and then we would get married. And when I looked through the fence, I remember seeing Catherine Knight. I knew Catherine since we was kids, and I knew Catherine had two kids. And when I was praying before I went to the visit, God said to me, the woman that is going to marry you is down at the prison. And when I stuck my head up against that fence and looked through the fence and saw Catherine Knight there, I tell you what, I was as white as a sheet. And I'm as black as the night, but I looked at that woman and I was as white as a sheet, because I knew what God had promised me. You're going to meet a woman with two kids and you'll get married. So when I went onto the visiting section, the other woman had two kids as well, but I didn't know that. In fact, I ignored her all day and didn't even talk to her. And you see, because I was so terrified of Satan's imitation that I nearly missed the promise of God. I almost missed the promise of God. In fact, if you know this old black fellow and you listen to me a lot, I talk to God like I'm talking to you, like we're just sitting around our coffee table and talking to God. And God talks to me a lot, and, you know, I'm reminded of what God said to me a couple of days ago when I was praying. God said to me, you're my darling son. And I can't believe what came out of my mouth. I said, God, don't gay it up. Just say you love me. And that's the relationship that I have with God, that I can talk to God and God doesn't smack me around the head because I say things. And churches frown on some of the things that comes out of my mouth. I remember saying once that when I was preaching, the Holy Spirit was all over me like a fat kid on a cupcake. You know, and that's the way it is. That's the way I talk. That's the way I am with God. And if you have a promise of God, and God loves us, you got to understand that God really loves us and he cares about everything in our life. And God never gives promises that he doesn't keep. You don't focus on the enemy, what the enemy brings. But you've got to be very careful, and you've got to know which is which, whether God's speaking to you or whether Satan's speaking to you. And I'm going to tell you how you know the difference. And I've found that when God speaks to me, because I know his voice, I have a relationship with him, because I speak to God every day and he speaks to me every day, I know when God's talking to me. But if I have any doubt at any time that I hear from God, and I'm not sure I've heard from God, because Satan can come as an angel of light, and he can present himself. And you got to also understand this, that with every lie, there's an element of truth. And Satan will always oversell what he's trying to get you to do, because he can't help himself. He's like a six-year-old full of red cordial. He just goes ballistic. He doesn't know when to stop. But you see, if a lie didn't have an element of truth in it, it's not a lie, because it's the lie that gets you in.
When I was young, I just believed moment so alone, and my imagined fears get so oversized. That's when I listen to the one no one should listen to, and get fooled by his disguise, feeling weak from his lies.
When you hear God's voice, you got to know it's God. Because what happens is, you hear a voice, and this is going back, if you follow the news, you know, someone like Bundy or somebody else that mass murdered people, the first thing they say in their defense was, I heard voices, and God told me to do it. And that reminds me now of another time when I was in prison, back in Sandstone College. This guy was in, he had a hit list of so many people that he had to kill because his wife had rolled over when they was on drugs and killed their little baby. And he was sitting stoned off his face and drunk at the graveside, and a voice spoke to him. He said, you kill so many people, then your son will come back to life. But he heard this voice and he went out and he killed about maybe three or four people before they actually got him. And I remember talking to him in Sandstone College one day, and he said, you know, Tony, I heard that voice. He said, I really believed it was God. And he said, and I went out and I murdered three or four people. And he said, I had another six to go before my son would come back to life. Well, what a lie. What a lie from the devil. See, because if you heard from God, and I said to him, if you actually heard from God, God wouldn't have told you to go and kill anybody. So that's straightforward, that's black and white. That's like me and my co-host, black and white. You can't get around it. You see, it's so simple that God will not tell you to go out and steal. God will not tell you to go out and kill somebody. So when you hear these voices, you need to actually write them down. And if it's a word from God, as sure as I'm black in the face, it will match up with the Bible. Because God's word is his instruction in his Bible, is our word for life. And God can't go against that. So that means if God tells you something, or you hear this voice and you think it's God, then it tells you to go and do something contrary to the Bible, then it's not God. Guaranteed. I can guarantee you that. I could even throw in a set of steak knives if that's what you need. But I'm telling you that if it doesn't match up with the word of God, then it's not God. But Satan will come along with an imitation, and he will promise you the world. But it's always an imitation. You know why it's an imitation? Because he only copies what God does. And you know what? You've got to beware of it. We'll be wary of imitations. Look, not long ago, a man came to me for prayer. And he sat down with me and he said, brother, he said, I'm struggling. I've been a Christian for a long, long time, he said. And I don't think I've ever heard God's voice. He said, I don't think I've ever heard God's voice. He said, can you pray for me? So I did. I prayed for him that God would speak to him. When I stopped praying, he looked at me and said, I heard from God. I'm sure I did. And I said, how are you sure? Sure you heard from God? He said, he told me to give you some money. He said, and you normally need a gun and balaclava to get money out of me. And he said, and God wants me to give you some money. He said, how much do you need? I said, well, if God told you to give me some money, he would have gave you an amount. And you know what? He gave the money over. And you knew it was God because this bloke didn't like blackfellas. He didn't like giving money away. As I said, you probably would have needed a gun and balaclava to get it. And I was just a boy to do that as well before I got saved. But you see, hearing God's voice is so specific. When I was praying this morning, I actually asked God for a word, and he gave me Psalm 84, verse 11. And he said, Tony, that's a rhema word for you. And so when God gives me these rhema words, I write them down because, you know, when things get tough, when the going gets tough, and, you know, when you're waiting on prayers and answers from God, sometimes it can get really, really tough before the breakthrough. It's like waiting on a storm. You can see the storm coming in the distance, but you can also see the promises of God and you can see the answers getting close. But before the answer actually gets there, the storm gets there first. But it's how we react through the storm, and it's how we deal with the storm. And when the storm's finished, the sun comes out. And I put it to you this way, when the sun comes out, the Son of God, Jesus, shines bright and tall because he never lets you down. Because, see, it's not in his makeup to tell you porcupines. He's not the Prime Minister. He's not a politician. God is God. And he says, I am who I am, I am, which reminds me of another joke. When I was in prison, these blackfellas in Sandstone College, they used to call me Pastor Flagon, Pastor Homebrew, Pastor Salt and Pepper. And I said to them, I said, God, I want to teach these fellas a lesson. I said to these blackfellas, I said, you know what? I can prove to you that God is white. And they said, you can't prove God is white, brother. I said, I can. And I picked up the Bible and I said, God says in here, when he was talking to the Israelites, when he was talking to Moses, he said, Moses, when they asked you who sent you, you say, I am who I am, who I am, who I am. And that's what God says, I am who I am. I said, if God was a black fella, he would have said, I is who I is, who I is. And you see, that's how I know God's white. It's like knowing Google is a woman, because when you suggest something to Google, it'll give you another suggestion. God is good. Beware of Satan's imitations, because he will come to you as an angel of light. He will come and tell you things and tell you he's God. But if he can't, everything that he tells you, it can't be written down and matched up with the Bible, then you know it's a fraud. Just like Satan. He wanted to be God. He wanted to set himself up above the stars of heaven. He wanted to be God. But you know what? He was a created being, not the creator. Because of him, we have to go through the things that we do. You know what? All this pain and suffering and all the things we put up with in the world was never intended by God. Satan created it when he said he was going to be like the Most High God and set himself up. But you know what? God is so gracious and so good. He even made Satan. He knew when he made him, before he even made him, he knew he would be a turncoat. He knew he would turn on God. You ever had a dog, you know, a Rottweiler or a dog, you feed it every day and you give it praise and you look after it, and every now and again one will turn around and bite you on the backside. God knew that when he created Satan, that he was going to turn around and bite him on the bum. And I tell you what, God had a perfect plan, because God is perfect. He had a plan put in place before the foundation of the earth was even laid. He had a plan that he would send Jesus Christ to come into the world as a human being, to have a ministry for 3 years. And you know what? God loved this old black fella so much that he laid down his life. And when people say to me, how much does God love me? I stretch out my hands and says, he loves me this much, as they nailed him to the cross. Young man up on the hillside, teaching new- When I'm going to do something and I'm praying for an answer to prayer, when I've got complete peace in my heart, in my spirit, then I know that I've heard from God and He's answering my prayer. But I tell you what, if you're doing something and it's a little bit dodgy, then it's not of God, because God will not ask you to do things that aren't proper. Because God is a God who can't lie, and He won't ask you to do something that is not right. And you've got to understand that if you're hearing voices and it's telling you to steal, you're hearing voices that's telling you that the only fix to my problem is drugs or alcohol. And I tell you what, when you're on drugs or on alcohol, you do hear a lot of voices. And I can guarantee you're not listening to God. because I've been to Sandstone College, mate, for 10 years, and I've met a lot of blokes in Sandstone College that are there because they heard voices. The jails are full of them. If you're hearing God's voice, you'll know you're on the right track. And how do you hear God's voice? I keep telling you till I'm black in the face, you gotta have a relationship. Have a relationship with the Most High God. How do you have a relationship with Him? You read your word, you talk to Him daily, you pray to Him. You know, people say to me, Tony, but look, have a look at my lifestyle. You know, I'm busy, I got 5 kids, you know, I'm a single mum, or you know, or I'm a high-flying executive. I make decisions every day on millions and millions of dollars. When do I have time to talk to God? Well, do you drive a car? You can talk to God when you're driving a car. Do you catch a bus? You can talk to God when you're catching a bus. You don't have to stand up in the middle of the bus and say a King James prayer at the top of your voice with a mouthful of marbles. You can just talk to God, whisper to Him. If you can talk to yourself when you're mad at yourself, well, try talking to God when you're sitting in the car. You know, I watch TV with the sound down and talk to God. I mean, I love my beloved Rabbitohs. I haven't stopped watching them, but I can do it without the sound. Because I got eyes, I can see. The thing is, put your trust in God. Listen for God's voice. And you know what the Bible promises? He said, His sheep, Jesus is like the shepherd, and the sheep will know the master's voice. Now, I'm a bushy. Have you ever been out in a paddock and you come across some sheep and you try to talk to them? They don't know your voice, they'll run away from you. But if you walk into a paddock and they're used to seeing you, they'll come towards the voice because they know it's the shepherd. They'll know it's the master's voice. And that's what you got to do, is have a relationship with God so that when you hear the master's voice, you'll know it's Jesus talking to you. But you know what? If you don't recognize that voice, put up a question mark. It's usually the devil, the fake, the pretender. He's not even a contender. He's just nothing but a fraud and an imitator. When you build a relationship with God and you hear His voice often, He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He will never let you down. I might let you down, but God will never let you down, because God is the real deal.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Heidi, and if you'd like to listen to today's message from Tony again, go to kingskidsministries.org and click the listen button. Bye for now, and see you next week. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.